Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise bright sunshine expected. Daytime highs approaching 91. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight, lows around 64, mainly clear. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 63.
Kansas, Mid-America, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. For those that may be planning to vote in the primary August 6th elections across the state of Kansas, the deadline to register to vote is coming up here in less than 1 week. As KSN News reports it, as of Tuesday next week, the 16th, is the final day to register for the election if you plan to vote in that August 6th primary. As the Kansas Secretary of State's office is reminding that if you've moved or may have changed your name, that you need to re-register with that updated information before you go to the polling place. Like the presidential preference primary that we had back in March in the state of Kansas, only registered Republicans and Democrats are able to cast a ballot for their primary elections, with unaffiliated voters or third-party voters not having primaries in the state, but having to wait until November for that general election. In order to register to vote, if you are new to Kansas, you must be a citizen of the United States and at least 18 years or older and have an address here in the state of Kansas. And you can register by going to the Kansas Secretary of State's website. If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today. Law enforcement across the state of Kansas says they are continuously reminding individuals to be cautious about potential scams that could gain access to your bank account or personal information. As the latest scam comes from the Burlington Police Department, as they took to social media warning individuals of a local recent situation that ended up costing a resident in the community more than $1,600. KSNC News reports that according to the law enforcement, they say that it was a victim of a phone scam that took place over the course of two separate days, where they say the calls continued off and on for more than 4.5 hours back on July 3rd and more than 2.5 hours on July 4th, where the scammer had victim verify their account information and personal information, including their name, date of birth, and social security number. State law enforcement agencies are reminding individuals to not trust a caller ID if someone is calling your phone, to verify anyone who may be trying to call to speak with you, and be cautious of things that may not add up or make sense on the phone call. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags, to activity monitors. Innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's Vice President of Precision Animal Health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A widespread outage affecting communications involved both internet and some cellular service providers Tuesday afternoon. The outage shortly after noon was not resolved until early evening and involved Blue Valley Technology internet customers as well as Verizon Cellular, perhaps among others, in northeast Kansas. Tyler Holloman with Frontier Development Group met with Marysville City Council Monday and outlined particulars of a proposed redevelopment housing incentive district, which would be used to fund improvements to commercial buildings on the Kester Block. The state program, through the Department of Commerce, would allow all increased taxes generated as a result of property improvements undertaken. The base level of property tax would still apply for city, county, and school board, and increases could be applied up to 25 years or until costs are recovered. A letter of intent to work with the developers previously was passed. The next step would be a housing needs analysis, which could be approved after a public hearing. The ordinance would then be sent to the state for approval, starting the clock on a development timeline. Holloman was asked intentions for current main floor businesses. He replied that retention would be their first priority, while minimizing disruption during construction, and that they should see value increases and improvements, but rents would be raised gradually. He was urged to reach out to existing businesses who may have concerns. Unanimous approval was given to move forward with the proposal. Several stop signs were approved for multiple locations, which were outlined at the previous meeting after recommendation from the Police and Fire Committee. Council discussed modifying the code, allowing use of utility vehicles after dark, if lighted appropriately, inspected, and licensed, and also allow highway operation in addition to city streets within city limits. After a lengthy discussion, the matter passed 6-1, with Colleen Behrens voting no, noting other communities where such traffic got out of hand. Follow-up as to funding options for storm sewer improvements were outlined by the city administrator, whose recommendation was for a lease purchase option from local banks, including Citizens State and First Commerce, for $1.3 million at an interest rate of 4.98% over a 10-year period. That, in turn, was approved unanimously. KNDY and the Marysville Advocate will host an election forum for candidates this evening, 7 until 9 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. The forum is to prepare voters for the August 6th primary. Early walk-in voting in the primary begins July 17th, and mail-in ballots will go out. Invitations have been extended for contested primary races for county commissioner, sheriff, district magistrate judge, and state legislative seats. There are Republican primary races for District 2 and 3, county commissioner, Marshall County sheriff, district court magistrate judge, and legislative races. The public is welcome this evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. Blue Rapids is hosting another candidate forum Sunday afternoon, July 21st at 3 p.m. at the Community Center prior to the annual Marshall County Fair Parade. Still no updates from local law enforcement or Kansas Bureau of Investigation regarding the search initiated this past weekend for a missing Blue Rapids man. 36-year-old Cameron Shoptees was last seen nearly a week ago in Blue Rapids, and the KBI was called in Saturday to help with the investigation. A missing person report was released to the media Sunday afternoon with no updates since. The annual Jefferson County Fair is underway in February through July 14th. Many activities are planned this week.
This year, our horse arena is just packed with activities. So we start out on Wednesday night with mutton busting. So those sheep riders need to check in about 6 o'clock there. And then we go to a rough stock rodeo. And that is both Wednesday and Thursday night. And new this year is ladies bronc riding. And the gentleman that puts on the rodeo has also did clinics and workshops. And he says this is kind of the hot thing now, that he's getting a lot of females that want to ride the broncs. And so should make it fun and interesting, to say the least. And so that's on Wednesday and Thursday night. Friday morning at 10, we have a extreme trail clinic that's going to be put on. That activity, as far as the trail challenge, will be Saturday at 1 with the finals at 5:30. Friday night, though, we have jackpot team sorting, and we're going to do that. That registration's at 4:30. We start at 5, a little bit early. So we end up on Sunday then with a ranch rodeo at 4, and we just got a lot going on in the horse arena.
Dennis Kenning talks more about this week's events.
It's July 10th through the 14th in Friendly Fairbury. It's on what they call the PWF Road, and we're kind of in the bottom there. We're on the south side of Fairbury, and we just have a lot of activities going on. The thing I want to mention about our horse arena is the fact that it's all free to spectators. We don't charge for you to park your car. We don't charge you to get in the gate. We don't charge for you to go to the rodeo or any of the activities. So our idea is to put on a free fair, and really, besides the carnival and the races, everything at our fair is free for the most part. And so I'd encourage people to come on up to Fairbury and take in either horse activities or the national race, because it's a good time.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork sandwich, baked Lay's, garden blend, and applesauce. Tomorrow, meatloaf, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fresh fruit. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms later on today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue early tonight, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s throughout Thursday, and clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Much warmer throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Still more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny throughout Monday as well with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s and partly cloudy Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 91, record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69, the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:10. It's 63 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Copa America semifinal outside New York City. Lionel Messi's legendary left foot striking first for Argentina against Canada. The defending champs winning 2-0. It was Messi's 109th international goal. The Argentinians heading to a finals tilt against the winner of the Colombia-Uruguay semi. Baseball, possible National League Championship matchup. The Phillies pummel the Dodgers 10-1.
He swings and hits it high and deep left field. He's got a chance. Vargas over in the corner looking up. It's gone. Trey Turner blows it wide open with his sixth career grand slam.
The call on WIP, that made it 8-0 en route to the 10-1 drubbing. In another blow, the Dodgers placed all-star righty Tyler Glasnow on the 15-day IL with a back injury. The Orioles hosting the Cubs, top four. Cubs up 4-2, two runners on for Ian Happ.
On the way. Happ drives one in the air. Deep right field. If it's fair, it's a long home run. Three-run homer, Ian Happ. Get out the tape measure for Ian. A long blast, fair by about 20 feet and gone by plenty.
Pat Hughes with the call on WSCR. Cubs drub the Orioles 9-2. The worst in baseball, White Sox didn't lose Tuesday. Their game with the Twins rained out by what's left of Hurricane Beryl. Wimbledon, Lulu Sun's Cinderella run is over after becoming the first woman in 14 years to come through qualifying to reach the quarterfinals. The New Zealander was ousted by Donna Vekic in three sets. At the ripe old age of 28, it's Vekic's 43rd Grand Slam event. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
As summer temperatures heat up, so are opportunities at Landall Company. Landall in Marysville offers stable employment with advancement opportunities, annual raises, 4% attendance bonus, $2 per hour shift differential, competitive wages and benefits that include profit sharing, fuel allowance to drive to work, comprehensive insurance with a $500 deductible and more. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Hints from the head of the Fed that we may be closing in on the first interest rate cut in years. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he's seen considerable progress at slowing down inflation. Powell's comments helped to drive the NASDAQ and S&P 500 to new record high closes Tuesday. The Dow Jones has lagged behind the others. It gave up 53 points yesterday and closed at 39,292. Kroger and Albertsons have released a list of 579 stores that would be sold off if the two mega grocers are allowed to merge. Federal regulators are challenging the $25 billion merger, saying it would reduce competition and drive up food prices. And you might want to check airfares to Las Vegas. The Mirage Casino will close a week from today, but under Nevada law, it must first liquidate $1.6 million in progressive jackpots. It'll do that with guaranteed winnings on slots and table games. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hi, this is Tim Ackerman. I've been honored to serve the residents of Marshall County for the past 21 years working for the Marshall County Sheriff's Office. I began my career as a jailer, then deputy, 12 years as your undersheriff, and the last four, I have had the honor of being your sheriff. Please vote for Tim Ackerman, Tuesday, August 6th, for the Marshall County Sheriff, so I can continue serving all of you with honesty, integrity, and respect. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff, paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we inch closer to yet another day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a nice recap on how yesterday finished up, as it was a mostly mixed finish in the grains. The soybeans had a day worse for wear. However, both corn and wheat were slightly higher, coming off of Monday's big slashing of numbers. And it was lower in the livestock, a troublesome day for the cattle markets. August live cattle finished down two at 182.35. October live cattle was down $2 as well to 183.30. Feeder cattle, same story. August feeders down 3.45 to 255.72. September was down 3.80 at 256.82. And weakness for the hogs. July lean hogs down 35 at 89.32. August dropped 112 down to 88.40 per hundredweight. Into the grains and oil seeds. Again, as mentioned, yesterday it was mostly higher for both corn and wheat. Taking a peek through the overnight pre-trading session, we are seeing some of those gains being given back up. July corn, that contract is soon to set to expire. Currently down a half a cent at 3.99¾. September is down 0.75 cents at 3.93¼. Slight gains yesterday for wheat, giving those back up here this morning early on. September Kansas City wheat through the overnight pre-trading session is currently down 4¾ cents to 5.73. December down to 5.91. That's 5¼ cents lower. And the oats market is weaker. September oats down 3 at 2.98½. Into the soybeans, it was a double-digit loss in most places yesterday for the soybeans. This morning, slightly lower as well. August beans down a quarter cent at 11.31. September to 10.75, that's down 2½. August soy meal is higher, up 140 at 346.70. And August soy oil up 6 points at 47.01. Cotton's also higher. December cotton up 4 at 70.59. Taking a look now in the energy markets, crude oil is down 11 at 81.30 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down a penny at 2.51 a gallon. Heating oil down 1 at 2.51. And natural gas up 2 at 2.36. Lastly, we look at the dollar index. Currently, little movement, but September down 5 points at 104.75.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Testing crops and its soil can be valuable when it comes to monitoring and diagnosing issues in crop fields. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses how testing can be beneficial for growers and their plants and how it could identify a hidden issue.
Tissue analysis is something that can have great value also for making decisions for fertility management. First of all, how we use tissue analysis is something to think about a little bit. There's really two main objectives. One of them could be what we call diagnostics, where we're trying to find out what kind of problems maybe we have in the field, perhaps some yellowing showing up, and we don't know exactly what it is. That's an opportunity for tissue analysis. Now, the second option for tissue analysis use is really a monitoring tool, which basically is sort of a quality control, if you will. You know, if we're already doing a good job with soil testing, fertility management, but we want to make sure things are where it should be during the growing season, then we can also basically monitor the nutrient levels. And this is also help us in situations where we may have what we call hidden hunger, where we don't have a deficiency symptom really show up, but there may be some nutrients that are maybe getting very low and perhaps affecting yields. And so those are two of the main uses that we can definitely take advantage of that and again, helping with nutrient management.
The analysis allows for growers and specialists to take a deeper look at why nutrient values could be where they are.
The reason for different concentrations in the plant could be many. Obviously, one reason for a deficiency in the tissue could be because we have low nutrient content in the soil, which is the obvious, but it may not be always the reason for that.
He explains why doing a combination of plant and soil analysis is worthwhile.
And especially if we are thinking about the diagnostic use of tissue analysis, if we do have some yellowing in the field, we want to find out what it is. Tissue analysis is one tool, but ideally that needs to go also with a soil test to really find out what is the limitation in the soil. That will give us the full picture of what's happening. Again, if, let's say, for example, we do have low phosphorus in the tissue, but again, soil test is showing that phosphorus levels in the soil are okay, perhaps the limitation is soil pH. And again, that's give us the full information, really, of what's the problem may be.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with why testing the soil and plants help create a more comprehensive picture of its nutrient levels. Learn more about K-State testing at www.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday will be sale day this week at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They'll be selling calves at 11 a.m., followed by feeders, ending with weigh cows. Again, they will be having a sale this week on Thursday, July 11th, selling calves at 11, followed by feeders, ending with weigh cows at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
This day holds the record for the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. More as we look into the weather archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 10th, the 192nd day of the year. Folk singer Arlo Guthrie has a birthday, and the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. occurred on this day in 1913. The mercury hit 134 degrees in California's Death Valley. You would expect plenty of heat in the desert southwest, of course. What other regions of the country are most prone to extreme summer temperatures? The Central Plains gets that dubious distinction. The Dakotas, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas have all had record highs of 120 or above. Things are a bit more moderate east of the Mississippi, where East St. Louis, Illinois, hit the record of 117 in 1954. And South Carolina is tops among Atlantic coastal states. It reached 113 12 years ago. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 63 degrees, sunny skies. Highs push to around 90 today with a gradual warm-up through week's end.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats basketball team says that they are excited to make their third appearance at the annual U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam coming up on November 22nd. KSNC News reports the bracket was finalized this week with the tournament, showing the Wildcats facing off against Atlantic's 10s at George Washington starting off on that Friday for the first day of the tournament. Overall, it is the sixth meeting all time between the two schools, as the Wildcats are leading in their ongoing series 4-1. As the tournament goes on, based on the bracket, with the winner of K-State and George Washington moving on to play the winner of either Louisiana and Liberty on that following Sunday, the 24th of November. Kansas City Royals back in action today after a couple days off, as Kansas City is on the road in Arizona while they're breaking heat records as they take on the Cardinals with first pitch during the middle of the day at 12:45. It is a two-game series before the Royals head out to Boston. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team final home games hosting Concordia this evening, 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. They'll wrap the season up before postseason play at Holdridge this Saturday and Sunday. Marysville Legion Post 11 and 11 on the season, split a pair with Sabetha last Saturday, lost the opener 3-0, winning the late game 5-4.